Nolte, poor, sad Mitt Romney still trying to stop Trump. By John Nolte on October 11, 2023. In the middle of the horrors unfolding throughout the world, horrors supported by Democrats and funded by Barack Obama and Joe Biden, how about some good news? Honestly, does the news get any gooder than that cuck Mitt Romney permanently limping out of public office while limply trying to stop Donald Trump? Better still, this news comes from the incredible shrinking Washington Post's Maeve Reston, a credibly accused racist who made a project to personally destroy Dr. Ben Carson with lies. Anyway, here's a clip from today's episode of Highlander 2, The Cuckening. Alarmed by the dominance of Donald Trump less than 100 days before the Iowa caucuses, Senator Mitt Romney, Republican Utah, urged an influential group of his one-time campaign donors to help narrow the GOP field to one viable challenger who can face off against the former president for the nomination. It gets better. Romney's mini-me was there, Paul Finger on the pulse Ryan. The policy gathering, known as the E2 Summit, so named for experts and enthusiasts, was launched by Romney a decade ago, before he became a U.S. senator, and has been helmed by Ryan since 2019. Romney said he told Ryan that he had no clear answer when Ryan asked him what the conservative movement would look like after Trump. Ryan touched on his own concern that the party is now driven by populism untethered to principles and more frequently tethered to the cult of Donald Trump's personality. Mini-me said of Trump, he's 77 years old, and he's got like 91 counts, and he's got a shelf life. Hopefully it's February, but maybe it's a little longer. Why would anyone who cares about this country support a Paul Ryan who is so craven and self-regarding he gives credibility to the fascist Democrats filing 91 fake indictments against a political opponent? Watch, Paul Ryan, it's disaster if we nominate Trump. He could win. In a nutshell, the entire problem with the GOP establishment is laid out above. First, you have two losers bringing together experts to solve America's problems when all we want is the freedom to solve our own problems. Do you honestly believe Ryan and Romney host this annual summit because they care about us? Or do you think that maybe it's an ego stroke for two guys who blew their shot at the White House? And then. Instead of expressing outrage, as any decent American should, at a White House sodomizing the legal system to take out a political opponent, these two sore losers offer that unprecedented attack credibility. Watch, Romney. There's no bottom to the degree to which President Trump will degrade himself and the nation. And let's never forget Mitt Mr. Integrity Romney's public grovel to become then-President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of State. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan don't just hate Trump. They hate us. Loathe us. Exit question, how dumb are these donors who take advice from Mitt Romney? Talk about a fool and his money. This has to be inherited wealth. No one smart enough to build their own fortune would do this. Taking political advice from Mitt Romney is the equivalent of taking masculinity lessons from Jim Acosta. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.